This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Can you rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time? Then this should be no problem. It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey there, Will. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
So refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from the Emmy-winning TV comedy writer, Mike Reiss. I said, take a famous actress and a famous director, and I said they share the same last name, although they are unrelated. The first name of one of these is a classic musical, and the first name of the other is an anagram of a classic musical. Who are they? Oliver and Emma Stone. Oliver, of course, is a musical, and Emma rearranges to make Mame, another classic musical.
Okay, so we received more than 1,000 correct answers, and our randomly selected winner is Aaron Haberman of Longmont, Colorado. He joins us on the line. Hey, Aaron, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did this come pretty quickly to you? Did it take you a long time?
It came pretty quickly. My wife and I actually work on these every Sunday. We listen to you guys, and my wife came up with Oliver Stone, and initially we thought maybe Sharon Stone, and that didn't anagram to anything, and then I remembered Emma Stone as an actress, and then my wife came up with Mame, and there it was.
There you go. So you and your wife, big fans of musicals?
We are, yeah.
Oh, okay. That came in handy. And what do you do for a living in Longmont?
I am I'm a history professor at the University of Northern Colorado up in Greeley.
Ooh, that sounds like a pretty place, Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Nice views of the Rocky Mountains.
Lovely. Okay, well, Will Shortz is here to entertain any pressing questions you might have. Do you have a question for Will?
I was wondering, what was the reaction of your professors and classmates at IU and even your family? Did they think this was the coolest thing ever, or do they think you're totally crazy for pursuing that degree?
A little of both, yeah. So I went to Indiana University, and in my major, enigmatology, I made up all my classes. My mom was a writer and a creative sort, so she liked the idea. My dad was more traditional. He wasn't so wild about the idea, but it all worked out.
It all worked out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Aaron, so you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Aaron and Rachel, it's a straightforward puzzle today. Every answer is the name of a state capital to be identified from its anagram. For example, if I said banally, B-A-N-A-L-L-Y minus L, you would rearrange those letters to spell Albany.
Okay, you've got it, Aaron?
All right, I think so.
Okay.
Number one is camels, C-A-M-E-L-S, minus C.
Salem.
Yeah.
Salem, Oregon is right. Number two is so be it, S-O-B-E-I-T, minus T.
Boise.
Boise, mm-hmm. Idaho. Vendor, V-E-N-D-O-R, minus N.
Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Dover
Good.
Is correct. Tsunami. T-S-U-N-A-M-I minus M.
Austin.
That's right, Texas. They're getting longer now. Palimony, okay. P-A-L-I-M-O-N-Y minus N. This is a state in the Northwest.
Oh, Olympia.
Oh,
Olympia,
good.
Olympia, Washington, good. Yep. Snarling, S-N-A-R-L-I-N-G minus R. What if I tell you it starts with L?
Oh.
Oh, Lansing.
Yeah.
Lansing, good. Admonish, A-D-M-O-N-I-S-H, minus H. I'll give you a hint. Start with the M.
Madison.
Oh, good.
Madison, Wisconsin, good. Yep. Non-spatial, which is N-O-N-S-P-A-T-I-A-L. Mm-hmm. Minus T. And Rachel, this capital is not far from you, I would say.
Oh, Annapolis.
Oh.
Annapolis, Maryland. Good.
Yes. Good.
And here's your last one. Chlorinates. C-H-L-O-R-I-N-A-T-E-S. Minus I.
Charleston.
Charleston.
I grew up in West Virginia.
West Virginia is correct.
Oh, man.
Good job.
I was not a lot of help today. Aaron, great job, though, despite my poor effort. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at our website, npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Aaron, what is your public radio station?
I am a sustaining member of KUNC out of Greeley, Colorado.
Great. Sustaining member even. Love to hear it. Aaron Haberman of Longmont, Colorado. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, there is a politician today, sometimes known by his or her full three-word name, whose initials are also the initials of a popular chain of restaurants. Who is the politician and what's the restaurant? So again, a politician, a three-word name, the initials are also the initials of a popular chain of restaurants. Who's the politician and what's the restaurant?
All right, you know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.